This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast Monday through Friday. 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Telephone number to call in if you'd like to call us and be on the air is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Gwyneth was trying to be in touch with us today for the broadcast, but she's having some difficulty with her phone. We're not sure what's going on. All lines are busy between Gwyneth and us in Minnesota. So here we go. I've decided that I'm going to take a stab at writing a book, and I mentioned this a couple times, and I thought what I could do is share with you some of my thoughts about this book. I'd like it to be a book on the way I do things, because I do things differently, not to be contrary, not to be obstinate, but I think I've found different twists, different ways of doing things that work better for me, that are more frugal, more cost-effective, have greater value to me the way I do things. So I always start with one thing, like buying a car. I don't buy new cars. I don't buy new cars because there are a couple reasons why I don't buy new cars. One reason is that I really don't know if I could handle the first dent, the first ding. Not from me, but parking in a parking lot and having some careless person leave that shopping cart at the upper end of the parking lot, you know, uphill, and have that cart run downhill and slam into the side of my car and scratch it and ding it and dent it. I don't think I'd like to have that happen. And then you have the people who don't know how to get out of their cars without slamming their car door into your car door. You know, when you're parked all in a line like at a Chinese factory outlet type of parking lot. Careless people. People who seem to park by touch parking, you know, where they bang their bumper into your car. So I don't want to have a new car for that reason, but there are plenty of others. Another reason is how much value that car loses the minute the ownership is transferred to you. So you don't even have to drive it off the parking lot. People would say, yeah, you know, you lose 30% just driving off the parking lot. You lose 30% just by titling it. So now it has a new owner. Even though the owner hasn't driven it, it's still lost value because now it's a used car. So I buy used cars. And I buy them for about what the first owner would pay in sales tax. So, for example, if you buy a car for $40,000, here in Missouri you'll pay about 8% sales tax. I seem to be able to buy cars for about 8% of what the first owner paid for them brand new. So that guy pays for the car, plus he pays the sales tax on the car, plus the delivery fees and all that. And I end up buying the car for what he paid for sales tax or even less. And I like doing that. And then I'm not so worried about those, you know, dings and dents, because it already has them. And a few more aren't going to make a big difference to me. And it's going to get them. It's going to get them just by people who drive these trucks on the road, and they drop rocks off the bottom of the trucks, and they crack your windshields, you know, that kind of stuff. Cracking the mirrors, cracking the grills, dinging the paint, chipping the paint. I don't want that to happen. So I buy the cars with that already pre-installed, if you will. And it works for me. So let me share with you a couple of the vehicles that I bought. I bought a 2004 Chevy work truck. Now, a work truck is the basic truck. It has a few amenities. It has air conditioning. But I think that's about it. No power steering and air conditioning and power brakes. But it has crank-up windows. So I don't have to worry about the window motor breaking, failing. And that happens. Or the window switches. Or the wires between the body of the car and the front of the door that you open, because that's where all the wiring is. So opening and closing and opening and closing the door causes those wires to fail over time. That's a problem. Diagnosing these problems with electrical gremlins is just a nuisance. So if you have crank-up windows, that's not an issue. I try to avoid, you know, all the luxuries, like seats that go up, down, left, right, you know, all that, because those are driven by motors. And what happens is sometimes they stop working. And when they stop working, you can't move the seat. So wherever it was when the last person moved it, that's where it is now. Now, you may be shorter, taller, wider, thinner. You can't move the seat. And I'm sure you can bring it to someone and have it fixed. Or in my case, I would fix it myself. And in many of your cases, you could fix it yourself. But it's an extra expense. A huge expense. You can cost $600 or more to have your seat fixed. Because the motor and computer system that drives the motor doesn't work. Because computer system, yeah. Hard to believe, right? Well, in a Mercedes, you can have three positions. You can have it set for position number one. You know, that could be the father. Position number two could be the mother, or vice versa. Or position number three might be the son or the daughter. Okay? So it has to, in order to push a button and have it remember where the seat needs to be, based on where it was last set and programmed, there's a computer to do that. Do you really need a computer for your car seat? Do you really need to get a back rub while you're driving your car? And there are cars that have this. There are cars that you push the button and it changes the dimensions of the seat. You want more arch in your back, less arch in your back, harder, softer? Yeah. So for me, I don't really need that. I just want a truck that works. So I bought a 4.3 liter V6 full-size Chevrolet pickup truck with a full bed. Okay. Plain. It's white. Well, it's sort of white. It's mostly rusty. Rust-colored and white. The rocker panels have rusted out. The wheel wells in the bed have rusted. You know, so it's rust-colored and white. And it has no rugs. It has a, we'll call it a rubber mat. It's probably a vinyl material, but they used to call them rubber mats, where carpeting would be in most vehicles. So I can hose it out if I want. You know, if I have mud on my shoes, it doesn't get into the carpet, you just hose it out. So it's a basic transportation vehicle. It starts right up, gets me where I want to go, doesn't cause me any problems. It's one of the best vehicles I've ever bought, but it's plain. Nothing fancy. No sliding rear window that leaks. Nope. It doesn't even have the dark tinted glass. It's just got, you know, just a light, light tint, kind of a greenish tint. $3,000, and when I registered it, I paid tax on $3,000, not 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, which trucks can cost today. So that was another savings. And by being an old vehicle, the insurance is way less. Way less. So I can insure that thing for, I don't know, maybe $300 a year with a lot of coverage. That's another thing you might want to think about. Insurance coverage. Some people don't want to pay a lot for deductible. So, for example, if that stone hits your windshield, you call up and you have like a $50 deductible. But you pay a lot more for a $50 deductible on your insurance than you pay for a $500 deductible. A lot more. And how many times do windshields get taken out? And here's another thing. How much does a windshield cost? Well, we have a Jeep here on the farm, and the windshield was cracked when we bought it. How much does a windshield cost? Well, I bought one. It's just a flat piece of glass. It's nothing special. It's not even curved. It has a green tint. That piece of glass was $75. Now, if I want it installed, it's $100 total. Total. So why would I want to have insurance for my front windshield or windshield breaking when the windshield might cost $100? Well, there are windshields that cost more than that. So, for example, a Chevy pickup truck might cost $235 or $250 for that piece of glass installed. There was a guy who was mowing a lawn at a commercial location, and he was racing around with one of those zero-turn mowers, and he was having a lot of fun because it seemed like he was on piecework. It seemed like he was getting paid by the number of lawns he did. And he was just racing. I didn't care about much. And he kicked up a stone and took out the back windshield. Yeah, it's called a windshield even in the back on my 1996 Mercedes. Broke the windshield. Actually shattered the whole thing in like a million pieces. And I'm not exaggerating. Little tiny pieces the size of a number two pencil eraser. Millions of them. I opened the door and the whole windshield caved in and landed on the back seat of the car. Just from the vacuum of opening the window. I'm sorry, opening the door. And that was pretty hard piece of glass to find. It's a 1996, so it's pretty old. Not everybody breaks the back window. You know, the windshields, that's common. Well, that was $275. I didn't pay for it. The company that mowed the lawn cut paid for it. $275 for that piece of glass. So what I'm trying to share with you is, you may think that the glass on a car costs way more than it does. And so you can save some money by kind of self-insuring. I guess that's the term that I would use. By paying a higher deductible insurance premium than for a lower deductible. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just three of us in the studio today. Me and a couple of cults. So I'm talking about things that I do to make life a little easier, and I'm talking about some of the things that I've written down as items to be included in the book, the preparedness book, the frugal living book. In that light, I was noticing that light bulbs, we have in our farmhouse, we have what's commonly known as can lights, C-A-N. Another term for that, another term for that might be recess lighting. And so what I've done is I bought, hey, Joey, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks for joining us. I was talking about some of the things that I'm including in the book that I'm writing about frugal living. And let me just continue on in that light for just a minute or two. So I've noticed that in these recessed lights, if you have incandescent bulbs, which we all used to use, they burned out really fast in the can lights because they got hotter. And so I experimented with those compact fluorescent lights, the curlicue lights. And put them in there, and, you know, life expectancy 7 years. Well, it's a wish, okay? And they would burn out in about a year. I thought, what's going on? And it's the heat, because in these can lights, the heat is trapped inside the can, so the bulbs get hotter. Now, with compact fluorescent lights, which obviously are going away, but many of us still have some remaining, if you have a can light and you screw it in with the base upward, what happens is there's electronics in the base of that bulb, and the heat from the bulb travels upward and further heats up the base of the bulb, as if it, as compared to if the bulb were sideways, or if you screwed it in with the base down. So the base runs hotter, and the air is trapped in there, and it gets warmer and warmer and warmer, and it causes those light bulbs to have a shorter life expectancy. So what I did was I bought a bunch of porcelain light bulb extensions. They're like an inch and a half long. So it's got a screw-in part at one end and a receptacle for the bulb at the other end. So it just makes the bulb an inch and a half taller. And that inch and a half gave more air to circulate around the base of the bulbs that were screwed in the can lights. And it doubled their life expectancy. But they cost about $2 a piece. And they have to be porcelain. Because the Chinese ones that are plastic will melt. Absolutely will melt. And fail. So don't buy them. They've got to be porcelain. And if you're thinking that you want to have a lifetime of extended bulb life, then you can buy these porcelain devices. And they work. So I just wanted to share that. Joey, your thoughts?
Well, what would happen if you just used the track light versus the incandescent or the track light?
Well, if you're talking about a track light, you mean a track light versus a can light?
Right, because now the bulb's exposed, it cools a lot faster. And I know for a long time the rage was, can light, you know, nothing hangs out of the ceiling, and if you've got a shorter ceiling, I can see the track light's not so beneficial.
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at the track light fixtures, they have holes in the top so that the heat can leave the can, right?
When you insulate it, then you get your pocket of heat.
Yep. I don't have them. I don't have track lights in the house. But what I've noticed is that if you envelop your light bulb in heat, they fail faster. So even in the kitchen, we have these hanging fixtures that have one over the kitchen prep area has two, I guess you call them, well, I don't know what you call them, shades, but they're glass. They're like a bowl upside down. And I even use these extensions in there so that the heat doesn't get trapped as much and the light bulbs last longer. We'll be right back with Joey in Michigan. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares, totally unscripted today. Totally unscripted. We'll be right back.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in his State of the Union address last night, making news when he makes an announcement about a second summit with North Korea's leader.
Much work remains to be done, but my relationship with Kim Jong-un is a good one. Chairman Kim and I will meet again on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
The president also saying he wants to put an end to, quote, foolish wars and what he called ridiculous partisan investigations. And in the Democratic response, failed gubernatorial candidate from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, said,
"Even as I am very disappointed by the president's approach to our problems, I still don't want him to fail. But we need him to tell the truth."
A CNN poll says 6 of 10 viewers had a very positive reaction to the president's address. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joey's with us. And we're talking about frugality, and we're talking about things to make your life easier. And class, so just one word of caution about if you use these extensions on light bulbs. I'm talking about standard light bulbs. So if the bulb is upside down in a fixture and it's compact fluorescent or LED or incandescent, it will last the least amount of time. If, because it runs the hottest. If the bulb is horizontal, it will last way longer than if it's upside down. And it will last the longest if it's base down, glass up. So I just wanted to make sure that that was clear, and that if you're going to use any of these extensions, as I do, that you use porcelain extensions and do not use plastic extensions, because we're talking 200 degrees or more if the bulb is upside down. Okay. So, Joey, we were talking about during the break, I mentioned the complexity of cars, and this week I said that I believe, in my opinion, that we have crossed the line where we can't handle the technology that we've created for ourselves. It is extremely difficult to live with our technology. For example, if you have salt on the roads, and if you decide that you are going to change your tire on the road, and if you have a spare tire, you might find out that the salt has, and if you have a pickup truck with one of those cranked down spare tires under the bed, you might find out that you can't get your tire down because the winch mechanism has rusted or seized in place. And even if you do get it down, you might find that your lug nuts are rusted in place. And even if you get the lug nuts loose, and if you have the tools to do it, and you'll need a breaker bar in many cases because the factory tool is not strong enough nor long enough to give you the leverage to remove the lug nuts from that guy who put them on with an impact gun improperly, and the lug nuts have seized in place, even if you can get them off, you may not be able to get the wheel off the hub because it's rusted in place. Joey, have you seen that as well?
Every single time. In fact, right before Thanksgiving, a friend of mine calls. He says, hey, can you help me? I says, what's the problem? He says, I got a flat tire. So it's raining. We go there. Well, the ground's so wet, it's a little jack, that, and it's a Ford Ranger pickup truck on top of it, so it's not like it's a heavy-duty monster truck or anything. Well, first things first, the jack sunk right into the mud, so you couldn't jack the car up. We couldn't figure out how to get the crank down because there's a little hole behind the license plate. And I guess if you were ever going to plan on changing a tire, you should probably do it a dry run when you don't need to. But you're right. Everything froze up. And when you say we've outdone our technology, or has our technology outdone us? And was it intentional by the technology or the creators of the technology to create an endless loop, a circle that you can't get out of? Because it's easy to get into it. And who doesn't like technology? Oh, my. Instant coffee, hot coffee, fresh coffee. Everything is so simple when it's working correctly. It's only when it breaks, when the computer program in your car breaks, and you need a new modulator or a brain. You know, like I had an excavator, and the machine wouldn't run, but it was only $2,700. Oh, but yes, you got to scan it. So the guy had to come, and that was another $600 just to pull the thing out, put it in, and basically it was two bolts, a plug. But then he had to bring the notebook computer and rescan it. So all of a sudden, you know, you're almost at $4,500 when it was all said and done for about a 45-minute job. But the travel time, and it was just, that's that endless loop. Everything is great when it's working. You know, it's like when our grandparents came here. What did they bring? I mean, they didn't bring a computer because they didn't have them. They didn't bring a camera because they didn't have them. They basically brought the clothes on their back and probably all their worldly possessions that fit in one box. And how was it people like that, those people could create the world that we live in today? What's wrong with this picture? And the people that live in the world today, in my opinion, they're really not, they can't even get out of the mess they've created themselves. The mess meaning when they eat fast food, the results of eating the fast food, as Norm was talking about, that was the most interesting conversation we had with Norm on Monday when I called in. Just phenomenal. He says, well, yeah, when you're stressed, your body does this or it does that. When you eat garbage food, it causes your body to stress itself. And, you know, Norm was bragging that his telomeres are half of what his normal age is, or what it should be for his normal age. So we've created a paradox that I don't see how we're going to get out of. And I remember watching a series once called Revolution, where the power grid went out. And all the people that had Prius cars, they used them for greenhouses because they didn't run anymore because it was an electrical product. So really, there are certain places where you really need the technology in a life or death health instance. But most of the time, has your quality of life gotten better or is it worse because of all this free technology that we've got? Well, how would you answer that, Vince?
Well, I think things have gotten worse. Now, let me give you an example. The Keurig K-Cup coffee maker. Okay. there are a lot of things I don't understand. And each day there are more things I don't understand. And this Keurig K-Cup coffee maker with its refillable supplies that are decorating our landfills, just unbelievable to me. So when I make a cup of coffee, and I did that actually I made a pot of coffee. We have an electric coffee maker. That's nothing special. It's one of those $20 ones that you can get at the Chinese factory outlet. It's been working for probably 6, 7, 8 years so far, still going okay. And what it requires is it requires that you get a coffee filter. So we have the unbleached coffee filters. They're about a penny a piece. And you have to open a can of coffee if you're going to use pre-ground coffee. And there's a measuring scoop that we have that actually comes with the coffee. And you measure out how much water you want. In our case, it's going to be typically 8 to 10 cups a day. And then you put you wash out the basket that comes with the coffee maker. You put in the filter. You measure out the amount of coffee. And for us, it's 1/2 scoop per cup. So 10 cups of water is 5 scoops. And you power it up. And maybe 6 minutes later, you have coffee. But you can still have that coffee all day. Now, that is less expensive for 10 cups than it is for one K-cup from Keurig. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why people buy it because, the Keurig, I mean, because you're using these disposable coffee containers. The hot water goes through this thin plastic, never used before, container. The hot water is dissolving the plastic. You get to drink that with your coffee, unknowingly. And then you get to throw out this disposable K-cup. It costs way more than I pay for 10 cups of coffee. It makes no sense to me. Why would I want that? And then what happens when that breaks? And you have to buy specific refills for it. You can't just go and pick up 8 o'clock coffee in a can, or Chock-Full of Nuts coffee, or, God forbid, Folgers or Maxwell House in the plastic containers that don't last as long as the steel cans. Makes no sense, Joey.
Well,
my grandparents would laugh at if I had one of those Keurigs. If my grandparents were alive, they'd laugh at me. They'd say, "How dumb did you get? Why would you have that thing?" They had a percolator and a gas stove. They bought one percolator. No refillable anything. They'd wash it out every day. And it lasted at least 50 years. Well, it's longer than that because we still have them.
Well, let's go to the next question. What has changed in the coffee? And you're absolutely right. That Keurig, you know, it was so fascinating. I had a nice nice woman checking out in front of me, and she had five boxes of those, and they were $8.15, $8.69, because I was watching it get rung up. So that was five times eight was $40-plus dollars for her coffee. And then she bought little cups of yogurt with little crumbs of granola separate on the top, and those were only $2.99 for like a six-ounce cup. And she only had about 15 of those at $3 a piece. And her bill was only $251. And she was must have been a very, very important person that makes a lot of money and has very little time. So she needed all these fast, simple conveniences. Because when you're very important and you make lots of money, you have an entitlement. And you're entitled to all these luxuries. That's why you work so hard, is so you can have more free time. And then somehow you have to work more, and then pretty soon the free time is used up, and pretty soon you have to make a lot more money because you have the free time to buy this new and improved toxic product. And my biggest fear with out of the Keurig little cup is the plastic and what's in that little cup. Followed up on the end.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Joanne Michigan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. And I guess the one word to describe what we're talking about is being overrun by stupidity and technology.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joey's with us. Joey in Michigan. Joey, last night Mrs. Finelli and I were watching the second, we'll call it, release of Survivors, a BBC series that you recommended. And I didn't get a chance to call you because I stayed up really late last night watching episode after episode after episode. Now, class, we talked about Survivors, the original series, 1975 through 1977, and it was a BBC television series about a pandemic. Well, the second release of it was supposedly not a remake. However, as far as I can tell, and I haven't watched the whole thing, I've only watched about a third of it, it seems like it's a remake. It's an updated remake. I'd like to hear your opinion about that, Joy. But it's about a pandemic. It's about this disease that wipes out 90% of us. It's called the European flu in the second series, the second version of it, which was 2008. It's called Survivors. It's a BBC production. And what I saw was what you were talking about. They had various characters in this series, and they are struggling with all kinds of horrible dangers in a world with no society, no police, no law, no rules. It's a free-for-all and limited supplies. And they had some people from various backgrounds, and one guy who was the wealthy playboy, you know, with the fast car and the easy life and lots of women attracted to him, was the most useless of the whole bunch. Would you agree with that, Joey? Because I haven't seen the whole thing.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? And it goes back to what I asked the question. If I come to you, you being anybody it is, why would you allow me to stay in your safety, your environment, if I can't produce? I mean, and nobody in this class, well, I shouldn't say nobody, I would say that probably 10% of the class listening, maybe more, realizes the importance of having value. I mean, 90% of our people today believe, hey, I'm here and I deserve it, I'm entitled and I should get and I should have. I don't believe that's a correct statement. You are entitled to whatever you are entitled to work for. And, I mean, I think that's even how the Bible puts it. You know, you reap what you sow. So why would you think you should eat if somebody else sowed a crop and you didn't even want to partake in help growing or harvesting the crop? So what is different? You're growing a life right now, your personality, your knowledge base, and the time for the harvest of your crop, of your what you've learned in life, might be a pandemic scenario. I'm not sure. I don't even know. All I can suggest is if you think you want to get to the other side, and even if you are fortunate enough to get to the other side, it doesn't mean that you might live to be 90 years old in a place and a time where there are no medicines, because it seems that the antibiotics are always the issue. But you're right, Vince. I mean, people, that series really depicts people, and, you know, it changed all the people, you know, because now society looks at different cultures of people as superheroes. You know, it's a fantastic how Craig or Greg, the engineer, is a different color in this series, and he's just so smart. But what I found to be fascinating when I watched the special features at the end, they interviewed him, and he had no idea why he was driving a Land Rover. He had no idea why he had to go to the sports store and get all the camping equipment. So then he says, yeah, they took a tutor, and they taught me for 5 hours why I needed this. And then it made sense to him after it was explained to him, oh, you need a sleeping bag to keep warm, you need a stove, you need all this camping equipment. So you don't have these luxuries that you could just open a key and turn a lock and push a button. So, you know, remember, it's always a television actor.
Yeah, it's a very good point. So what you're saying is that the hero in the story, the engineer in the story, in real life had no clue. No clue. He was portraying a guy in the series who was knowledgeable, but in reality, the actor in real life had no clue. We'll be right back. Joey's going to stay with us for the next hour, right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.